USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Early Friday morning, a University of South Carolina student gets into what she believes is her Uber car. Late that day, a body is found in a nearby rural area.
We identified the victim, or the person found in Clarendon County, as Samantha Josephson.
And Columbia Police Chief Skip Holbrook says they've arrested Nathaniel David Rowland for the 21-year-old woman's death. They say they found her blood and her cell phone in his vehicle. President Trump says it's likely he'll order the U.S.-Mexican border closed this week if Mexico doesn't crack down on illegal immigration. Democratic Representative Tulsi Gabbard, who's running for the White House, says,
obviously it's a bad idea, and he's not dealing actually with the problems that exist. That is not going to solve things. It's only going to make things worse.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
German police say nearly a dozen people arrested yesterday were planning to stage an Islamist terrorist attack that would kill as many non-believers as possible. The suspects between ages 20 and 32, some of them German citizens. Lawmakers in the state most affected by the recent major college admission scandal are taking action now, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
10 of the 17 universities named in the federal indictment are in California, as well as 25 of the 30 accused families. Six proposals have been unveiled. They include banning preferential admissions for donors and alumni, phasing out the use of SAT and ACT test scores, which figure prominently in the scandal, and regulating private admissions consultants.
Apple apologizing to customers who've been waiting for a wireless charger for its mobile devices. The company says it's scrapping plans for that product. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A comedian might become the next president of Ukraine. The Eastern European country is holding its presidential election today, and leading in the polls is 41-year-old TV star Volodymyr Zelensky, star of a Ukrainian TV comedy about a history teacher who accidentally becomes president. Analysts say Zelensky has tapped into an anti-establishment mood where just 9% of voters have confidence in their national government. No candidates expected to receive more than half the votes in today's election, meaning the top vote-getters would then have to face each other in a runoff election next month. Former Vice President Joe Biden says he doesn't recall the alleged close, inappropriate encounter between him and a state legislator in 2014. It's a statement following an allegation made by Lucy Flores on New York Magazine's The Cut blog. On the post, Flores, who was running for lieutenant governor of Nevada at the time, claimed Biden placed his hands on her shoulder and kissed the back of her head while they were waiting to go on stage for a Democratic rally. Sears is cutting life insurance benefits for tens of thousands of Sears retirees. The move is expected to impact an estimated 90,000 people. And the Rolling Stones now postponing a U.S.-Canadian tour as doctors have advised Mick Jagger to stay behind and get medical treatment for an undisclosed illness. It's something they do say he's expected to make a full recovery from. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.